When we face problems in our lives, our natural tendency is to react, thinking that these problems are external. We might point to an irrational boss, an unkind partner, or random individuals who are out to get us. But in nearly every situation, it's not about the other person, it's about us. We create our own barriers. Our mind is potent. It has the power to lead us away from love and happiness. But there are ways to clear your mind and heart, gain a better understanding of your personal truths, and free yourself. Welcome to Free Yourself. I'm Paul Wagner, an Emmy-winning writer, author at Gaia.com, nutritional hacker, and intuitive coach. I've toured the world with shows educating and helping over 1 million people. I've even opened for the hugging saint known as Amma. I'm here to help. This episode is about one big question: who are you? You know, when we're seeking personal freedom, we've got to start with who we know ourselves to be in this moment. From there, we can expand and grow. And this is a really important question. Knowing who we are right now, we'll know exactly how to move forward because we know what our blocks are right now. We may not have outlined them, but we know what our issues are, our challenges, our hang-ups, our blocks. We know all these things. So you've got to ask yourself this one very important question. How did you get in this position? What led you to right here, right now? What decisions brought you to becoming who you are? What are the components of the machine that drove you to this state of mind and life position? Look, this is a difficult question. I mean, it sounds simple, but gurus and masters have been asking it of us for centuries. Who are you? It's a powerful question. How did we get to this position? Who we are? What are the decisions that led us here? These are really powerful questions. Let's start with an example from my coaching clientele. Rick, he's a phenomenal guy. He plays hockey. He runs a startup. He's got a good job on the side that keeps cash flow coming into his startup. He loves his kids. He's built in his life in such a way that he's really focused on growing this startup. Like, everything points to the startup. But Rick had some challenges. He was continuing to combat his wife 9 years after his divorce, still fighting her, still beating her up, still accepting her beating him up, still using the kids as leverage, still using manipulation and other types of garbage interactive modalities to get what he wanted. Now, the challenge with Rick is that he didn't know who he was, and he wasn't willing to look into it. And that's because if he looked into all the horrible things he did over 9 years, he'd probably have offed himself. He probably would have been so overwhelmed with regret, anger, and shame, and sadness for what he created or participated in. He may have dug himself into a huge hole in that moment. But the reality is, when we acknowledge who we are and allow ourselves to get over the fact that we might not be happy with who we are in this moment, there's light in front of us. There's hope. There's potential. And it all comes down to our ability to release our temporary self-identity, these constructs that we create over time. He had created a construct called combative, demanding ex-husband. Now, if he had created a different construct, like forgiving, able to move on, lover of life construct, he may have lost a few of the battles to his ex-wife. He may have lost a day a week with his kids when they were 11 and 12. But he would have been living a life that was infused with more love and more clarity. And he would have known who he was, which would have given him the opportunity to move toward who he wanted to be. Now, people like Rick are challenging, and they're challenging to coach, because they're not willing to look at their stuff and they're not willing to take responsibility. And here's the thing, in every complicated situation we get into, we co-created it. It didn't just emerge on its own. Every piece of anger and regret and sadness and shame and guilt that we have within us, it's something we co-created with others. We participated in it in some way. Now, we may not have known the depth of our value and our truth and our power when we were co-creating those things, but nonetheless, we have to take responsibility for how we did participate in the creation of ourselves up until this point. Now, Rick was challenged and he had a hard time finding emotions. But what ended up happening for Rick is he did this very sweet ritual called Seven Arrows in the woods. It's a Native American ritual, very simple. And it's about releasing seven things that you don't like about yourself and asking the universe or God or whoever your higher power is to give you seven things that you've yet to achieve, things that you really want to embody and have in your life. And he went out and he did this ritual. And he came back, and I kid you not, he came back with a completely different look on his face. He came back with a different complexion. His eyes had changed somewhat. He was carrying less in his face, and our faces show what we're carrying emotionally. Somehow this man, Rick, with all his challenges and mistakes, he was able to make a decision that within 3 hours while doing a ritual, he was going to let go of the past, choose to become something new, and then actually do the work within a certain period of time to achieve that. And he got there, and it's beautiful. Now, if we can declare who we are in this moment and we can be really truthful, I'm selfish, I'm arrogant, I'm lost, I focus on my ego too much, I'm needy. If we can declare some of those things while also declaring our positive value, I'm fun, I'm strong, I'm smart, I love to work, I love to network. If we can look at the balance of who we are and really know who we are in this moment, my gosh, that kind of objectivity can truly set you free. Because in the moment of complete acknowledgement and understanding of who you are, you are declaring to the universe that you're a work in progress and you are embracing your potential. You're embodying hopefulness and faith in a process where as you choose to become something else, as you choose to move toward the light and grow, you know you're going to move there. Even if you're shooting for the moon and you reach a beautiful star 2/3 of the way there, my gosh, you've progressed. You've done something beautiful for your mind, your heart, your life, your friends, your family, and really for the universe. Because when we shift, everything around us shifts, and all those vibrations, all those ripples in the pond are felt throughout all of creation. So as you are right now, as you look at yourself objectively right now, are you aware of who you are? And are you free? Are you truly free? This is a great time to start your path toward freeing yourself. I know you can do it. I've seen so many people get past major, amazingly challenging blocks and step into the light and expand themselves and grow and move toward that future they've always wanted. Well, I hope for you all the health and happiness in your life. I hope you achieve an understanding of who you are. And I also hope you'll join us next time on my next episode where we talk about forgiveness. For now, this is Paul Wagner with Free Yourself. Thanks a lot.